Welcome everyone to worship. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden, and we're going to be using the red hymnals. There's also a booklet that says Unfailing Light on the front, and a half sheet of paper with a psalm on it, Psalm 34. So if you didn't get any of those, they are available by the burning candle there at the entrance. This is a communion service, and the first and most important thing for you to know about that is that all are welcome to receive the sacrament. And we receive with three stations, one directly in front of the altar and one on either side. And you'll receive the bread, and then the first chalice will have wine for drinking. If you would prefer to drink from an individual cup, there will be small individual cups that you can take, and the first pitcher will have wine, and the second will have grape juice. If you have gluten allergies, simply indicate that to the person who is distributing the bread, and they will make a gluten-free host available to you. And if you do not wish to receive communion, you are still welcome to come forward and receive a blessing, and simply cross your arms in front of your chest to so indicate when you come forward. And if you would like to read a little bit more about the theology of Holy Communion in the Lutheran tradition, Luther's Small Catechism is available on page 1166 in the back of your hymnal. And finally, some of you may have attended the some of the Holden 50th anniversary events that were last fall and this spring. In the Midwest and in the Seattle area. And at those events, there was a little loom where people worked on a stole. And this is that stole. Some of you may have contributed to it. It's a sort of symbol of the wide Holden community and the ministry that has been Holden Village for 50 years. And so it's kind of a fun visual symbol of the Holden community in this stole tonight. And with that, after a few moments, I invite you to prepare your hearts for worship. The order of confession and forgiveness is found on page 20 in the back of your booklet, page 20. Please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Blessed be God, who is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and rich in love. God does not treat us as our sins deserve, nor punish us according to our guilt, but looks upon us in compassion, forgives our sin, and heals our lives. Therefore, let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Have mercy, O God.
Against you, you alone have we sinned. In your compassion, cleanse us from our sin and take away our guilt. Create in us a new heart and give us a steadfast spirit. Do not cast us away, but fill us with your Holy Spirit and restore your joy within us.
As tender as parent to child, so gentle is God with you. As high as heaven is above earth, so vast is God's love for you. As far as east is from west, So far, God removes your sin from you, renewing your life through Jesus Christ. Blessed be God who crowns us with mercy and love.
Blessed be God forever.
We continue with the gathering song in the front of your booklet. Brothers and sisters, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, your word feeds your people with life that is eternal. Direct our choices and preserve us in your truth, that renouncing what is false and evil, we may live in you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen.
A reading from Joshua. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Now therefore revere the Lord and serve the Lord in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the deities that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. The Lord protected us along the way and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for the Lord is our God." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Just and the righteous hears them when they cry aloud. God turns away from all that is evil, blotting out the wicked.
Let us all call out to the Lord, God hears them. God sees here the broken hearts.
A reading from Ephesians. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of the Lord's power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert, and always preserve in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel acclamation is found on page 7.
Please stand. The Holy Gospel according to John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man descending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Please pray with me. Holy One, may your word tonight be for us a word of life. Amen. One of my favorite things to ask people is why they came to Holden? As you might guess, there are as many answers to that question as there are people who come up this valley. I first came here with my parents in the 60s and have been coming ever since. I just finished college. And maybe I'll go to grad school next, or maybe not. I still don't know, but for now I'm here, and that feels right. I seem to come here once every decade, so my experiences of Holden have marked the stages of my life. I wanted a place where I could explore and grow in my faith. I don't believe in God, but I believe in community and in the healing power of wilderness. So that's why I come here. I'm retired and about to embark on the next phase of my life, and I wanted a place to reflect on what that might look like. I love the mountains, and I feel closer to God, whatever we mean by that word, when I'm in them. I work for Rio Tinto, and I had never heard of Holden, but they sent me here to work on the mine remediation project, so here I am. I got divorced 6 months ago and needed a place where I could get some perspective. I feel like I'm more myself when I'm at Holden, among people who share a similar approach to life, and so that's why I come. I don't have any idea why I'm at Holden. Life's journey has brought me here. These are all Holden voices. Maybe you heard your own. We come here with different expectations and hopes, and sometimes those are realized in unexpected and surprising ways. Sometimes they aren't. The sadness and the pain of the world, though we might not like to think so, are present here as anywhere. Holden journeys carry all the freight of our human lives. Stehekin is a Native American word that means the way through, and maybe that would have been a good name for Holden, but that would have been terribly confusing to the boat company. Holden's stories are stories of journeys, of transitions, of life on the way through. If you spend any amount of time reading the Bible, you realize it's a story of journeys. No one ever sits still for long. And these journeys carry all the freight of human life: birth and death, fidelity and betrayal and revenge, pleas and prayers for God's presence, and lament and rage at God's seeming absence. The Old Testament reading tonight comes from the book of Joshua, and it predictably is a story of journeys and transitions, generational, political, spiritual. For 40 years following the exodus from slavery in Egypt, the Hebrew people had been nomads in the wilderness of what is more or less the Sinai Peninsula. Joshua is Moses' successor, whose job it is to lead the people into the land of promise, the land that had been promised to Sarah and Abraham so many generations and centuries before. And so this book of Joshua that we heard from is about the military conquest of the land of Canaan. And Joshua, successor to Moses, is the military leader. Before his death, Joshua gathers the people together and encourages them to make a covenant that they will continue to be faithful to their God once they become landed people. That is the context of tonight's passage. But what I'm really interested in is the name Joshua, which means the Lord saves. Names are very important in the Bible, and this particular name has quite a legacy, because many centuries later, with the Jewish people now under Roman occupation, along will come a very different Jewish leader, also named Joshua. Jesus is the Greek pronunciation of Joshua. Given how important names are in the Bible, what are we supposed to make of that? Maybe we should ask what this word saves or salvation means. You might be surprised to learn that of all the meanings of this word in the Bible, none of them has to do with your soul going to heaven when you die. How that definition got into our heads is an interesting story, but it's important to say that the biblical notion of salvation is not concerned about the post-mortem location of disembodied souls, but with the health and well-being of whole persons and whole communities in their life before God. In the Old Testament, the primary vision of salvation is the Exodus, deliverance from slavery in Egypt. One of my favorite theologians, a Catholic priest named James Allison, writes that every story of salvation is a story of how I left Egypt. That's something to contemplate. Have you left? In the New Testament, with the ministry of Jesus, salvation takes on added meanings to include healing, a restoration of relationship with God and with community. And so Joshua, the great military commander of the conquest of the land of Canaan, has his name bestowed on a carpenter and a wandering preacher centuries later, Joshua of Nazareth, born of Mary, who also seeks in his own way to make claims on the land and its people, but who is no military leader. In fact, he rejects all violence and wields only the weapons of compassion and mercy. This will finally get him killed. The proclamation of his resurrection, and with it, his mission and ministry, will bring a whole other depth to the hope and scope of this salvation for which he is named. We are at so many different places in our journeys. The name Joshua, the Lord saves, is both a confession and a hope that in our many journeys, the God who raises the dead will find us where we are and make of us what we could not have imagined. In speaking of the shape that salvation takes in our lives, Martin Luther wrote this: "The faith and grace that come to us by God's Spirit do not leaven the whole dough at once, but gently, gradually do they work on our lives. Eventually we become bread, God's bread, sent to nourish a hungry world. A whole life is not made of godliness, but the process of becoming godly. A whole life is not made by health, but healing. Not by being, but by becoming. Not by rest, but by exercise. We are not now what we shall be, but we are on the way. The process is not yet finished, but it is actively going on. We have not reached the goal, but we are on the road. At present, everything does not gleam and sparkle, but everything is being made new. Joshua, the Lord saves. It's not always clear, at least to me, how everything is being made new. It's not on our timeline. Let's be honest about that. But faith gives rise to hope and hope to love. And these flickers of faith, hope, and love are the seeds of God's great work of salvation in us. Where else shall we go, Joshua? You have the words of eternal life. Thanks be to God. For the prayers of intercession, we will be using the musical setting found on page 21 in the back of your booklet.
If all those awake this night, watch, O Lord, with all those who sleep. Give your angels and saints charge over all who sleep.
Tend your ailing ones
in your love, Lord.
Rest your weary ones
in your love, Lord.
Dying ones
in your love, O
Lord of
all. Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night. Watch, O Lord, with all those who weep.
Give your angels
and saints charge over all who sleep.
Soothe your suffering ones
in your love, Lord.
Heal afflicted ones
in your love, Lord.
Shield your joyous ones
in your love, O
Lord of all.
Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night. Watch, O Lord, with all those who weep. Give your angels and saints charge over all who sleep.
Hold your grieving ones
in your love, Lord.
Raise your fallen ones
in your love, Lord.
Mend your broken ones
in your love, O Lord. Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night. Watch, O Lord, with all those who weep. Give your angels and saints charge over all who sleep.
Guard your little ones
in your love, Lord.
Guide your searching ones
in your love, Lord.
Saw your peace
in your love, O Lord. Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night. Watch, O Lord, with all those who weep. Give your angels and saints charge over all.
For what else do the people of God pray?
For Brian Julian McCleary, who is ordained today. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share a sign of that peace. Peace be with you. That's peace. Peace be with you.
be with you.
No, we didn't make it all the way.
God's peace be with you.
Peace be with God.
God's peace.
God's peace.
That's good for the church.
Great sermon.
He's beautiful. Yes. Yes. Please stand as able. We sing the communion hymn on page 9 in your booklet.
Thank you.
We bless you, O God, gracious and merciful. You bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts towards those who hunger, that all may know your care. Prepare us now to feast upon your mercy, Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good, everywhere and always, to give you thanks and praise, Holy God, mighty and immortal, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who on this day broke the bonds of death, and by his glorious resurrection open for us the way of everlasting life. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. At this time, I invite the young children to come up close, right up around the table, so that you can participate. Sometimes it's hard from where you are to be able to participate in what's going on up here, so gather right around if you'd like. Come up close. Holy God, you are holy. You alone are God. The universe declares your praise. Beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath,
we praise you, O God.
Generations bless your faithfulness. Through the waters, across the wilderness, by night and day, out of exile, into the future.
We bless you, O God.
We give you thanks for your Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now.
We thank you, O God.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." remembering his love for us on the way, at the table, and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering, upon this bread, within this cup, among your people throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, for your mercy through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit, in your church without end. Gathered in the Spirit, we are bold to pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Come, for all is ready.
Let us pray. Creator of the stars of night, we give you thanks for this gift of life. Increase our faith and open our eyes that we might recognize Jesus, in all whom you call us to love and serve. Abide with us as darkness deepens and be our hope and highest joy, until at last with all your saints, we dwell in your unfailing light. Amen.
Holy God, blessed Trinity, strengthen your faith, increase your hope, deepen your love, and give you peace this night and always. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn 565.
We're going to do this as a round, a four-part round. So we're going to have the Holden Choir, you're going to become part of the Holden Choir tonight. And they're going to split up and into four parts. The first group will be kind of facing the folks over here, and then over in this corner, and then this corner, and this corner. And the way we'll do this is group number one will be here. Group two will be kind of in this corner over here. Group three over here, and group four. Now, this is a round, and if you look at the top of the hymn, you'll see there's one, two, three, four. We're going to sing it once through all together in unison, and then we're going to break up into your parts. So just take your cue from the gentlemen or ladies that are standing in front of you, and they will give you your where you come in, and this will be a wonderful round. We'll do all five verses, and again, the first group will be this group, and then two, three, four. But first, once through in unison.